door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell somebody to
close the door.
Or another word.
A jam?
Another word you could use instead of close.
That. That.
This? Don't you touch that.
You could say close the door, or you could say
shut the door.
And some houses, they have boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other like this. You call that.
Well, I don't know. We live in brick houses.
Did you ever hear of weatherboarding or clapboard?
Oh, yes, 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 weatherboarding, yeah. It was double like that, and then it had a tongue and groove. Mm-hmm. The groove part went up, and the tongue went in at the top.
It's horizontal or vertical?
Yes, it was...
Horizontal?
It was up and down.
It went up and down like...
No, it was parallel.
And what different buildings do you have on a farm or a ranch?
Well, we had the milk shed, and we had the place where the grain was stored. It was usually a tin bottom to keep the rats out.
What did you call that place?
The grain shed.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a place to store hay, barn.
Mm-hmm.
And the stables where the horses were kept with the cows.
Mm-hmm. So how big?
A corral.
What?
A corral that was usually around it to keep from... If a horse got out of his stable, he was still in the corral.
That was around the barn?
No, around the stables.
What about a granary or granary? Have you ever heard of that?
No, we didn't have that.
What about a place for storing corn?
Corn bin, that was the room that I tell you that had the tin bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we stored the grain.
For corn, though?
Well, the corn bin.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the only kind of grain we had in those days down here. We didn't raise anything else. Until the railroad came in, there was no oats or barley or wheat or anything like that.
But oats.
Who eats oats?
Horse.
Who?
Horses.
Horses.
What about the upper part of the barn where you could store hay?
We didn't have those. Those were hay lofts, but we didn't have a hay loft.
You said it from
ground level.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we didn't bale hay.
Mm-hmm.
They'd cut it and bundle it. And store it standing up. They'd leave it outside till it cured, and then they'd stand it up or lay it down, you know, this way and stack it. But as a rule, we'd raise two crops of hay a year, and that was mostly for the horse stock because the cattle were turned loose to forage what they wanted to eat. What they wanted. The only thing we fed the cows was some corn when they were milked.
Mm-hmm. This, you take the hay and tie it up into bundles?
Yes, into round bundles.
And then you put it in a...
In the hay law, in the hay rack, in the hay room, wherever the hay was.
It was usually close
to the stables.
A hay rack?
No, the hay rack was where the horses ate.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't have hay racks. We had regular mangers down so the horse would eat over the shed side of it, and he wouldn't scatter it around.
Mm-hmm.
But now most people feed hay on the ground because that's the natural position for a horse to eat in is with his head down.
How would you leave hay outside? You call that a
stack?
Uh-huh.
We never stacked hay.
Mm-hmm.